Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. What's up? This is A Sport of Law, Wednesday night battle rap edition. I am your host, T.D. Berry. Tonight, I want to talk about a battle that was released on Sunday by RBA. Daylight versus Oops. It was from their card, Blood, Sweat, and Tears 2. Battle has a lot of people talking, and righteously so, man. This was a dope battle, man. This was different. There were a lot of people saying that the third round had people that were in attendance crying, like, grown men were actually crying in the audience for this battle. And I heard a lot of great things about this battle, so, you know, I was hyped to see it. And when I saw it, it definitely didn't disappoint, man. They had some touching third rounds where they picked some different type of angles where they didn't really attack each other, but, you know, it pretty much was a contest to see who had the deeper life struggle. And that's what it pretty much sounded like. It was like they gave their story and let people, you know, instead of us judging who won, just judge who life was really, you know, and who had the bigger struggle. And it was touching, man. Like, both of their stories were touching. But, you know, that's not to say they didn't bring bars, because, you know, the first two rounds, they definitely brung bars, and they brung very good bars. If you want to call up and talk about this, the number is 347-850-8507. 347-850-8507. This is A Sport of Law. I am T.D. Berry. And I also want to talk about Calico tonight. About who or if he should return to the URL, and if he does, who should he battle? You know, a lot of people have, well, few people have a couple suggestions out there. So I want to touch on that some. Plus, there's a couple cards, a couple events going down that I want to get in. So, to talk about Daylight versus Oops. The first round, first, Daylight went first. Daylight wigged, man. He pretty much snapped in the first, and he set the tone very high for the battle. He was just dropping line after line after line. It took me a while to get out of his first round when I initially watched it, because I had to keep stopping and just, like, trying to catch everything. And, like, once I started catching it, man, it was here. And it took me a while to get out of it, because, you know, I was stamping. I was going off. But Daylight, man, he had this, he had a lot of haymakers. He had this, I gave you a shot, but it's the Sean Marion type. Shit about to get ugly for him. And that was like a bar after he had already said like two or three bars consecutively that you had to catch. What else he had? He said something, get hit with the cam, I'll reverse the Mac. I don't know if I'm saying it right, but Or no, reverse the Mac for this. Something about getting dressed like I'm going to work. I won't slack for this. He just kept that rolling. It was rolling for a minute. Something about knuckle up like Black Panther fist. If you think about the Black Panther fist, it's the knuckles up in the air. Said something about think angry fan blog. Nigga, you X for this. Like, you know, homie in the garage with the X. It was impossible to even give you everything he said in that round. He had this line, something about me lose the oops, think the show out with Bill Collector fight. I will not. Pretty much saying about the, when show out for Bill Collector eye on Twinkies a couple of years back. I don't know, they just wig, man. He had this line, everybody get washed, I'm a loofah nigga. If I feel you a snake off top, I'm a deucer nigga. Like Medusa, like I'm a deucer nigga, like I'm a, that was crazy. That was crazy. He had another line, you thought you had a chance, bro, to end up real dead. That was crazy. Referring to Real and Chance. Chance Bro was real, who passed away. That was crazy. And it was almost impossible for Oops to come back and beat that. And Oops came back in his first, he had a few lines. He had a few credible lines. I don't know, he just didn't match Daylight's energy, and it wasn't enough lines by far. He had a couple. He had this, I'm a sharpshooter, I can't die in this ring, I got a different heart, referring to Bret Hart, whose move was the sharpshooter, and his brother Owen was the one who died in the ring. He had to send you to where Rich Dollar's at so they can rematch there. I think that was dope. The crowd ain't really react, off of that crazy or nothing, but I thought that was dope. Yeah, this one, I fucked the battle up with all that extra shit like you versus Surf. That was crazy. Referring to the battle with Daylight versus Surf from Snoop Gladiator School, where, they had all the extra sound effects and whatnot. That was dope. And then towards the end of his round, he had this line of the sun 12 to your midday. That's afternoon. That's pretty much self-explanatory. But it was dope. That was a crazy bar. So they definitely had got the first by long shot to me. At least I think so. I thought it was about to be a long night for Oops once I seen that. The second. They had a lot of rant. He had a lot of lines. He actually had a couple questionable lines where I didn't really know what he was talking about. The Rex Lucky nigga bar. I forgot what he said. I didn't really catch it, but he had some decent lines in there. It just wasn't hitting. Like they just, I don't know, for some reason, like he had dope lines. They just didn't hit. He started off with this Bad Boy scheme. Bad Boy Records, where he like scammed off a couple of the old artists and whatnot. It was dope. He just had a lot of lines that were good. They just didn't hit. What else did he have in this second? He had the stuck in a world full of my lines, be amazed. I thought that was dope. That was a pretty dope bar. I don't know. I don't want to like discredit his round or anything. But I just don't think his stuff was hitting. I don't think his stuff was hitting. Oops came back in his second, and he had a very dope second. He did this old days game where he made a reference to a lot of the stuff that. From back in the day, the old day, that people probably miss. Like, I don't know, what do you say, Saturday morning cartoons and people fighting, and it did lead to nothing after the fight. And he just mentioned a lot of stuff that you missed from back in the day and made that a reference to Daylight pretty much. And then he ended this game with we want the old day back, something like that. That was dope how he set it up. That was dope. He had a weekday scheme. He started off with Monday. He went in the world. I know, who was it, Charlie Clips, who did a scheme, something similar, when he battled Daylight, where he did like a weekday scheme. I like the one Oops did. The idea probably was bitten, but it was pretty much original, and it was hot. He did it, you know, he did the days in order from Monday to end of it was Sunday. It was dope. It was well dope and cleverly put together. He had bars. He had some bars in the second. He had the I'm winning on every level like a beauty supply. Pretty much saying how the beauty supply stores have wigs like on every level of the show. And he had the never ending hooks on some lamb chop shit. Pretty much saying, you know how the theme song go with the hook that just don't end. That was dope. I gave the second to Oops. So going into the third, I had it tied 1-1, and then that's when it pretty much Daylight started his third on the story of why he started cripping. Saying how his best friend got killed, or one of his friends or close friends or something like that got killed at a very young age. Then he talked about getting into the Crip gang. He had this bar that was crazy, saying how it was always pops at his front door, but it was never dead. Like, pretty much saying how his dad wasn't there, but he always heard pops at his door. He said, he had his MySpace bar saying his life then was like a new account on MySpace. Tom was the only friend he ever had. That was crazy because, you know, when you first start your MySpace account, Tom is the only friend you got. Then he started talking, and then he went in getting shot. I want to see if I can play a clip of that. It's the clip queued up. Let me see here.
Me, I felt invincible with my suit. I felt invincible with my machine. 30 minutes later after a drive-by, I was back in the street. And 30 minutes after that, this shit happened to me. Block out, block out. One in my hand. Block out, block out. Two in my leg. Block out, block out. Two in my belly. Block out, two across my side. Only thing I can remember is white, blacking out like, oh shit, I died. Laying on that hospital bed, seeing the white light. Ask God if death is planned. He said, no, sir. Now for you, I'm going to give you a second chance. Here I am. Reform. I am spawn, nigga. It's 3 seconds. When y'all say I'm stupid, God is the reason I got to face that.
So yeah, he got into the story of getting shot. I don't know, what was it, 5, 6, 7 times, and pretty much saying how he thought he was going to die, or maybe he thought he should have died then, and he didn't, and he kind of paralleled that to the story of Spawn, you know, the comic Spawn, or how Spawn almost died or did die and was like brought back. He was saying that's pretty much why he got his. That's where the idea for the face tag came from. That was dope. It was dope how he compared it and put it together. Then he went on to talk to Oops saying, he was saying how if somebody killed his brother, the first thing you want to go do is grab the Glock and find them. But if a cop kill your brother, first thing you want to do is run to the streets and yell and stop the violence. I mean, that was hard. That was powerful. That was, that hit. It just hit. I mean, and that's not just what Oops. That's, I guess he was just talking in general about everybody. And that's real talk, man. That's an eye opening bar right there. Then he went on to kind of diss the Million Man March, saying how it hasn't changed anything. I guess that's what he was trying to say, that it was just a march and people should have been marching to the White House to, you know, go pretty much flip the White House inside out and I guess to go get at the government, the white man. He kind of dissed, he started dissing Martin Luther King for his method of trying to change things with the nonviolent stuff. It was a message. It wasn't an angle. It wasn't an attack on Oops. It was a message, and it was stuff that people needed to hear. Especially, I'm sure a lot of the people who was there and a lot of people who was watching this battle that are going to watch this battle and have watched it. It was a message that, you know, a lot of people needed to hear. So shout out to Daylight for that message. Then Oops. I've heard rumors on Oops third round that it was freestyle. I've heard rumors that Oops and Daylight wrote their rounds together to try to feed off the energy, the angle that they were going in. I'm not sure of these rumors. I would love to be able to talk to either Oops or Daylight to ask them, but either way, like if Oops third round was freestyle, then that's crazy, man. And I give extra big ups to him. Either way, it was dope. He came on and he said he was going to dedicate his third to talk about how his life was real. I mean, he started getting into his brother getting killed when Oops was 6 and his brother was 9. His big brother got killed. Saying somebody got into, you know, an argument, a dispute, and they started getting shot at, and the person got shot at used him as a shield, and that's how his brother died. He talked about an argument with his fiance that they were on the phone arguing, and she hung up with him, or he thought she had hung up with him, and come to find out later that day she didn't hang up, she crashed and passed away. That was deep. And he went into having cancer, you know, the troubles of having cancer and wanted to kill it. He had this bar and it said something like he wanted to bring these cans here to the cancer that's still there. That was real. Then he went to, you know, talk about his daughter, having a dream about his daughter. He was on stage battling and he wasn't really saying nothing. He made a reference to the Young Ill meltdown. You know, it was just his daughter there. His daughter was talking to him. See if I have the snippet.
I'm the one you have to lie to, sadly. I'm the one that went with you just in case you didn't want to up. I know that you died happy.
Man, that's it. Well, that's
love. And he knows that I made you too, y'all. I need you to worry that night. Just in case the real reaper called me, you lose that fight for the pony to fly you from the lot.
Right.
The fact that you might not be here tomorrow, Dad, I keep listening to that type of stuff. That's why sometimes at 3 in the morning I sneak in your room when you have no nightmares. I'm the one that wakes you up. She said, when I asked you, Daddy, how you doing? You tell me you fine, you lie. So I'll be like, okay, I lie with you. But when you in full of pain that you can't make it up third to sleep on the top, I lie with you even when you out there in the street. I cry with you. She said, but the crazy thing about it, Daddy, And even when you're wrong, I'm right with you. So if God decides to take it away, I'm God with you. Oh,
God. Even daylight is a problem. Everybody, man, you just see this look on everybody's face, man. That's real. Like, I don't think it gets no rougher than that. Shout out to Daylight and this battle. And as far as the winner, we all won. I can't say whose life was realer out of that. That's pretty much what it come down to. It wasn't about bars that last round. It was just about getting the message through, and I think they succeeded. And I hope, I hope people took something out of that. I hope, they didn't just watch it and, think of it as a dope battle. I hope they were able to get something out of that, to, whether it be to not take life for granted or anything, man, anything. Or to stand up and fight for, what you think is wrong or whatever the case may be. But shout out to Daylight, shout out to Luke, shout out to RBE for that battle. That was dope. And that Daylight performance, that pretty much now has me even hyper than I already was for this Daylight versus Danger Zone battle that's going to happen on June 27th. They're battling June 27th at the King of the Dot Back to the Basics 2 event. Back to the Basics 2. June 27th. Who else is on that card? You got Head Ice versus Carter Deans, Psychosis versus JC, Cheddar Cheese versus Remy D, QP versus 100 Bullets. That should be QP versus 100 Bullets. I think I'm definitely looking forward to that. Cadillac Ron versus Sakari, Reverse Live versus Pixie, Joe Cutter versus Only One, and Lex D versus Tricky P. So yeah, that's the main event, Daylight versus Danger Zone. I'm not sure what to say about what this battle should be. If you don't know, I guess you just gonna have to wait and see. What else is coming up? B Magic is battling Chef Trez this week. I don't have the full information for that, exactly where it is, but I do believe they are the main event, and that definitely should be a good battle. B Magic versus Chef Trez. So I'm definitely looking forward to that dropping. You got another event from Don't Flop later on this month. I think it's the 20th. Yeah, June 20th in Chicago. We have the Don't Flop event. That's where Hitman Holla and A-Verb are going 2-on-2 versus DNA and K-Shine. DNA and K-Shine are starting to get a hang of this 2-on-2. I guess they like doing it. They've been calling people out. They got Holla and Verb. You also got Big Cannon and Young Cannon teaming up against Real Del Fresco. That should be good. Who else is on that card? You got Caustic and versus Big T, Rum Nitty versus Quill, Clutch versus Rusty Chains, Megadeth versus Infrared the General, Streetwise versus Trim Forte. That should be good. Rum Nitty and Quill, that's going to be a slept on. That's going to be a crazy slept on battle. So real fast, that's just a couple events that's going on this month. So Calico, URL veteran, Calico, who hasn't battled on URL in 2 years. I think his last battle was Summer Madness 3 against Rex. Should he battle? Should he come back? And who should he come back against? He definitely should. He definitely has to get back on the main stage. Now, everybody been wanting to see him battle T-Rock. I want to see him battle T-Rock. I could have swore either T-Rock or Conceited confirmed that it would be T-Rock versus Conceited at Summer Madness 5.
don't know if that was premature. I actually would prefer to see T-Rock versus Calico. Another worthy opponent for Calico could be T-Top. I would definitely like to see a T-Top and Kyle battle somewhere down the line. Why not now? I mean, I don't see why not now. T-Top, you know, show he can definitely do his thing on the big stage. So I don't see why that couldn't happen now. I want to see Calico get in the ring with Mook somewhere down the line. Calico has pretty much battled the whole Dot Mob except for T-Rock and Mook. You might as well just go for the sweep. Who else would it be left for him to battle? You got Verb, but Kyle versus Verb doesn't really make sense to me. That's just my personal opinion. Kyle versus Verb doesn't make sense. And then, you know, you always have Clips. Charlie Clips. And the talk is going now is that Clips versus either Lux or Mook won't happen at Summer Madness. It's going to happen somewhere later on in the year, in the fall or the winter. So I guess the Summer Madness spot is still open for Clips. So why not Kyle? So if I was to put them in order of which one I wanted to see first out of them, what four I just named, I guess it would go T-Rock, Mook, Clip. T-Rock, Mook, Clips, and T-Top. I don't know, T-Top, Clips, T-Top, whatever. But I think those are four battles that Kyle at least should try to make two of them happen before, you know, he stops getting in the ring altogether. He smacked Beasley, Norris. They definitely have to make two of those happen. So, that's it. Like I said,
B-Magic is battling Chef Trez this weekend. Sorry, I don't have the information for you for that whole card, but that should definitely be a dope card. Oh, I got it. Spit That Heat presents Legendary Weekend, June 14th. Also on the card, PG Skillet versus Bonus, Escapes versus TGO, Zigzag versus Deuce. Where is this? In Douglasville, Georgia. If anybody's in Georgia, Douglasville, Georgia, June 14th from 7 to 12, B-Magic versus Chef Trez. I am TD Barry, your host. This is the Sport of Law. All anybody watching, thank you for watching. Once again, I'm brought to you by YDLS Clothing, Young Determined Lifestyle. It's not just a brand, it's a lifestyle. Another shout out to Daylight, another shout out to Oops for an epic battle. I'll be right with y'all Saturday for our sports edition. We're going to talk NBA Finals. Y'all be cool. How y'all be cool?